This morning, President Trump signed a bill allocating more than $8 billion for the government's coronavirus response. And Trump says he'll be visiting the CDC in Atlanta later today.
Joining us now is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. And Rick, the president defends his coronavirus response, blames Democrats. He's publicly contradicted facts and the views of medical experts. How is he doing and how will he be judged on this?
This is precisely the moment where you want a smooth-running administration with professionals in place and the ability for the public to trust what the president of the United States is saying. This is where it matters that this trust deficit exists with the American people, and it is a difficult, at best, time for the government to operate without effective spokespeople. And the president has been continually saying things that are contradicted by public health professionals. That is a problem for the people that are trying to manage a growing national crisis.
Rick, about that trust, last night, two voters at a Trump town hall on Fox News asked about his tone. They also questioned his ability to unify the country. How do you read into that?
Well, I think it's an obvious question, particularly at a time where the Democrats are auditioning for the presidency, for people to be asking about that. And the reflexive nature of a political reaction is, unprecedented for a president in a time of public health crisis right now. He has wrongly suggested that somehow President Obama's administration was at fault for not having testing up and running. This is actively being managed by folks who are professionals. And for a lot of them, this has to be frustrating to see a president whose public messaging gets in their way.
Let's talk about the presidential race for a minute on the Democratic side. Of course, an epic week for Joe Biden, whose campaign got a big breath of fresh life after Super Tuesday. Next big prize on the calendar is the Tuesday coming up in Michigan. What's the map look like for Biden and Sanders in the next few weeks?
It becomes a critical state of Michigan. It is symbolically important for Democrats because of the loss in 2016. You really can't win without it if you're a Democrat. But more than that, we know that Bernie Sanders won that state 4 years ago, and he needs to replicate that. Joe Biden, very strong with white working class voters that tended more towards Sanders, and we know about Biden's strength among African American voters. So to have this big battleground of a Midwestern state come at this critical moment, Bernie Sanders is basically camped out in Michigan. Both candidates realize this could be a make or break state and tell us whether we're going to have an extended race or whether this is going to get wrapped up pretty quickly.
Well, and also Mississippi votes next Tuesday. That looks very strong for Biden, given his strength among African Americans in the South. And the following week, Rick, you've got Florida, you've got Illinois. Where does Bernie Sanders get his next big boost? Possibly Washington State, which is on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think the presumption was that Elizabeth Warren would do very well there, so maybe he picks up some more support. He has places to win, but his problem is in part that some of the best states for him have already voted now. Nevada, California, places with a large Latino population, a lot of young voters. That is his base. That's where he is deriving delegate strength. So for him to finish Super Tuesday substantially behind Joe Biden in the delegate count, he needs something dramatic to happen. Now, the good news for him is that dramatic things are happening. You said epic week. I mean, that's an understatement. To see everything that's happened from Joe Biden's campaign on life support a week ago to being now the front runner for the Democratic nomination, Sanders needs something equal in terms of another turn of the storyline.
Do you see Elizabeth Warren endorsing in the next few days, real quick?
I don't. I think she has made clear that she was disappointed in how this turned out. And I think the comments she made about the disappointment to women in particular must sting to her. And I think it makes a lot of sense for her to sit this one out for a while.
Rick Klein, political director at ABC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.